Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, we grab a random podcast, throw it on, and see how long we can hang on. Today's random show was brought to the front line by David Steele going out to podcastrodeoshow.com, clicking on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. It's $5. And so we're going to be listening to A Quest for Magic and Steel, D&D, a Dungeons and Dragons adventure. And we'll be listening to episode, looks like 18, although he has a ton of episodes here, called Hey Fish Face, It's an Adventure, right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
I forgot to mention their website. It is Magic and Steel. Now, Steel has an extra E at the end of that. Magic and Steel, because it's David Steele, is the host. And here is the description. Join us for our epic D&D, well, maybe not so epic, but pretty cool adventure as our family takes on the roles of our adventurers. A Quest for Magic and Steel is our homegrown Dungeons & Dragons podcast show brought to you by the Steel Empire, Amara, Shayna, Elisha, Alana, Josiah, Brian, and David. Holy cow. Play the role playing RPG game of Dungeons and Dragons. We voice act all the characters, making it an enjoyable audio to join in on. Take us to work, gym, bus, train, or anywhere you need something to fill the void. We upload a new show bi-weekly to give you a little joy to start off your week. Now, for the record, you've just made my heart go pitter-patter. Playing games with your kids is, forget if the podcast does anything. These are awesome memories, so I give you a kudos. An official, if you could see me, I'm doing the thumbs up because these are things that you will treasure when you get old like me. All right, now I'm a little worried because Dungeons & Dragons can get a little nerdy, but it goes a little something like this.
Last time on Magic and Steel.
Oh my God, get me a mirror now.
What's a mirror?
But I don't know why everyone's freaking out. I've never looked this good in my life.
Good production. Yes, the tomb that we came from, and now we're going back to the tomb with the
Lionel.
The tomb to the tomb.
None of us asked to be here, so I would appreciate if the attitude just stayed right here.
Hi ho.
I'm sticking to Leon.
It's off to the temple.
Because I like not all of us are gnomes.
This sounds like The View.
Hi ho.
Excuse me, that's rather racist. You're not here. You don't exist.
What are you? Get out of here. I'm having a personal conversation.
I cast deafness on escalator.
I cast deafness on you.
I cast blindness on you.
Just between you and me.
Lots of people talking over lots of people.
Do you know?
The Muffin Man? No.
Yes, the Muffin Man.
When you're lost, lay down in the fetal position.
Yeah. What? You're losing
she
me quick here.
Her finger. And we get to...
Mama, is just that killed you?
Yeah.
I've missed you so much. Do no such thing.
Normally, I would eject here.
Lynch Brooks.
Who can cast darkness here is the real question.
But I want to actually get to the show. Yeah. Normally, we'd be going,
and who is you? Who is you,
point.
Not me.
Yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back once again to
Jeez,
A Quest for Magic and Steel, brought to you by the Steel Empire. All right. I'm going to hand things over to our dungeon master, Amara.
As you guys start walking, you're walking a couple feet ahead. You're probably like 20 to 30 feet away from where you guys were. And two of the animal guys behind, like, once you guys pass a couple trees, they come up from behind you and start, like, following you that way.
Oh.
They're waiting for you.
I found some of them. Hello, lads.
That's what that smell was.
No, I think that was just for Shandala.
Sorry for the trouble.
All right. The polite way of saying this is, I'm not your target audience for this. And I know at the beginning of the show you said last week on so-and-so, and then you played like 87 clips of people talking over each other to where I didn't get a gist of what was going on besides someone wished deafness on somebody and somebody else, there was a gnome or whatever. But in the end of that little shenanigans at the beginning, I really didn't have a clue what was going on. And so consequently, I felt like I was walking into the middle of the movie. I don't know if there's a better way to do that. It was entertaining and it sounded fun. That's the part I love. So forget what I'm saying. You were having fun with your kids. But as a listener, I was like, I don't know what's going on. And so, and I think this is the biggest problem with every D&D show is how do you take something that's kind of visual? At least I think. I've never played D&D. I'm sorry, Dave. I've never played D&D. And, you know, how do you take that and bring it to something that audibly can be entertaining? And that's where the voice acting comes in handy. So for me, didn't do it for me. But here's the thing. Feel free to flip me off. No, right. Go ahead. I'm not offended. And keep doing this with your kids. Please keep doing it with your kids. And kids, if you're listening to me, just say, he's a grumpy old man. Never played D&D. And keep on going. But for me, nah, the audio quality was great. I like the, your website has a ton of stuff on it. You're using Podbean, which is an okay host. You know, so keep on doing what you're doing. But for me, no. In fact, I don't know that I would have made it through the whole beginning intro thing because I was just like, it sounded like The View or The Real or any other show with the in the title where they just have people yell at each other. Have you ever noticed that? Like, I swear sports shows, they're like, yeah, you're the pro and you're the con. I was the con last week. You're the pro. Shut up. And then they just pay people millions of dollars to argue with each other. And somehow that's supposed to be entertaining. Anyway, I'm on a tangent. So if you want a full review, well, first of all, what if you want to cut in line like Dave did? And by the way, Dave does an awesome monkey imitation. I met Dave last week. I've met him before at Podcast Mid-Atlantic. And he won a Audio-Technica ATR-2100 doing an awesome monkey imitation. It was awesome. But if you want to jump in line like Dave did, go over to podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. It's $5. And if you want a full review, podcastreviewshow.com. We go over your show, not just me with my 12 years of podcasting experience, but Eric K. Johnson, 30 years of radio experience. And we go over everything, your website, your audio quality, your delivery, everything, podcastreviewshow.com. And if you go, Dave, I don't even have a podcast, schoolofpodcasting.com. Thanks so much for listening to the Podcast Rodeo Show. We will see you again real soon. And until then, remember to enjoy your ride.